You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Let's have a conversation about brand loyalty, shall we? Earlier this month, consumer data company dunnhumby released a ranking of U.S. grocery stores. The data came from thousands of customers asked about how satisfied they were with their local grocer. Dozens of stores were included in the survey, some of the really big names, but there was only one winner, toppling Trader Joe's in the number one spot, three letters, H-E-B. A company that's become a Texas retail icon. What is it about H-E-B that makes it, as our next guest so deftly put it once upon a time, the cultiest cult grocer in America? Joining us to discuss is Priya Krishna. She is a food writer who contributes to Bon Appetit and the New York Times, and she's a Texan, I understand. Priya, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
We gather here not to praise H-E-B, but to understand what is going on. Now, I understand that you did a piece about a year ago for Eater in which you described what separates H-E-B from other regional grocers. Can you sum that up for us?
Yeah, I think what I realized when, you know, I spent a day at the corporate headquarters and started talking to people was that H-E-B understands how loyal Texans are to Texas. You know, they understand the multiculturalness of Texas. They understand that Texans feel a real sense of pride and that their identity is linked to being from Texas. You know, it's why their best-selling items are Texas-shaped tortilla chips and right. that they sell, you know, 20 different kinds of queso, and that, you know, in certain H-E-Bs, there's no ethnic aisle because, you know, something like a tortilla is just a standard offering because in Texas, everyone eats tortillas. Mm-hmm. And I found that keen understanding of what it means to be a Texan so compelling, and the reason why they've been able to find such success.
You know, there are a lot of big chains here in Texas. There's a Kroger, especially up north. Randall's is big here in Texas. Some of these chains, other grocers have been Texas-based, but they don't seem to lean in as much on the Texas side of things. How do you think H-E-B's managed to tap into Texas pride and identity without coming across as sort of ham-fisted or overdoing the Texas tropes? I mean, it would be a little odd if Randall started slapping, you know, stars all over the front or something along those lines, right?
I mean, it was built into their brand identity from the very start. Mm. I mean, they have a whole section where you can get handmade tortillas. They have a in-house barbecue restaurant. Their gas stations serve breakfast tacos. It's not just that they sell Texas-shaped waffle irons, which they do. It's that Texas permeates every aspect of what they do.
You know, these days we often see businesses try to take a position on social issues, and they do that quite often to protect a particular part of the market. That's not something we've really seen that much from H-E-B. They've sort of managed to remain, what, all things to all Texans, I suppose. But how do you think they've done that?
It's really interesting. I mean, this is something that I sometimes do wish that they would take a stronger stance, because their brand really is built upon the strength of Texas's immigrant communities, and namely its Hispanic communities. And it's always funny to me that, you know, Texans are so able, so many people, not just Texans, are able to sort of divorce politics from food. You can hate immigration, but love tacos. And it's a little bit, it sometimes concerns me the way that H-E-B is able to give you the tacos without the politics. That part of it has always puzzled me.
Well, now I have to ask you, because I understand you're in the Big Apple these days. Is there anything mm-hmm. you miss about H-E-B personally?
I miss the tortillas, and I miss the fact that you can walk up and get a flour tortilla fresh to snack on while you walk the aisles. I miss Hatch Chili season, like all the Hatch Chili products that they sell, like the Hatch Chili cookies, the Hatch Chili beer. I miss that. I also just miss the service. You know, at H-E-B, if you can't find something, someone will literally walk you directly to the place where the item is. They won't just sort of like gesture in a corner. It's just it really is like emblematic of Texas hospitality. I grew up in Dallas, where infamously there's no HEB, but we had a Central Market, and we loved the Central Market. That's where I tried scones for the first time, Kalamata olives for the first time. It sort of opened me up to sort of a world of global flavors when I was living in a Dallas suburb with not a lot of non-chain restaurant options at the time.
Yeah, see, I thought you were going to say what you missed was striking up a conversation with some random person in the ice cream aisle, because that seems to happen quite a lot at an HEB. You just people will just talk.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, it sort of goes on to this like Texas hospitality thing. You know, in New York, people aren't making eye contact. In Texas, people are constantly wanting to strike up conversations.
Priya Krishna is a contributor to Bon Appetit and the New York Times, and we love having conversations with her. Her cookbook, Indian-ish, is available wherever you find books. Priya, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Sure. Thank you.